when you're believing God for something, it has to be the word, or it won't happen. We can only believe God for the word, for what he said. He's not going to go outside of the word. That's to be understood. That's a fact. But don't make the mistake. And I call it a mistake. Don't make the mistake of expecting how he's going to do it. When you put something in his hand, watch him. It doesn't really matter how he does it. Don't try to put, I got in more trouble receiving from the Lord, trying to figure out how he was going to bless me and how it was going to happen. And I'm saying that because I would expect things to go a certain way, and I'm looking for that to happen, but my eyes are looking for that to happen, and while my eyes were looking for it to happen the way I expect, I got my eyes off Jesus. You see the problem with that? When you put something before the Lord, keep looking at him. I started doing better in faith as I did so. I started doing better in my faith walk as I kept my eyes on the Lord. And then I started receiving better. And more frequently. And it was good. And I thank the Lord for it. Now this word the Lord gave back in 93, this came from his heart. And I wrote it. And I looked at it. It's relevant to now. And there are many things that's about to take place that's not God's fault. God has been warning us way back then. And we need to listen to him. But when you believe him for something, take him at his word. Look at him. It makes the difference. That's the only way people are going to survive this coming whirlwind. And I found this word. It was in the Glorious Life Collection. It was in my archives and I found it. And it's relevant to right now. And I thank the Lord for his word. And all who hear him. No matter what goes on in the world, people are going to have to reap what they've sown. And if you look at what's happened, this country has killed over 60 million unborn children through abortion. Not to mention the murders, the rapes, the child sex trafficking rings. A whirlwind is coming, folks. And the Lord told me that the war visions of Henry Gruber is about to happen. Now this was about a year and a half ago. And he gave me two dreams about it. And I've been praying and, you know, we were able to delay it, but it's going to happen. But no, nevertheless, whatever happens, if you trust him now, if you keep faith in him and trust him now, He'll guide you where to move to, where to go to, how to be safe, what to do in crisis. But fill your heart with his love, and it's easy to receive his wisdom. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. And till next time, God is going to be with you. I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. And these broadcasts are here to be a blessing. Use them like a tool in your hand. Let it be part of your arsenal. We don't have to, you know, serve God by ourselves. God has people that will help. And I'm one of them. I will help as whatever God give me to do, I do it. And there are many others. But you have to pay attention to the Holy Spirit. Take everything to prayer. And let God develop that relationship where he can answer you. Again, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.